Could Haines, Skagway, and Juneau run their own Lynn Canal Ferry Authority? With budget cuts and reduced service to the Alaska Marine Highway, leaders from Skagway and Haines are considering that idea. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer and Haines Mayor Jan Hill recently met with Alaska Marine Highway Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel to gauge his opinion. Now they're hoping to commission a study determining whether a locally run ferry authority is feasible. The ferry authority is just an idea right now, but Schaefer and Hill say it's time to take it seriously.
All we're looking at is more cuts and boats being laid up.
We're concerned. We need our ferries.
The Alaska Marine Highway is facing deep budget cuts from the state. In the proposed schedule for next summer, the Marine Highway would tie up two fast ferries and the Malaspina and Taku, slashing the number of port calls throughout coastal communities. Bart Henderson is a Haines resident who was part of a group that explored the idea of the local ferry authority about 15 years ago.
Looking at next year's schedule and how bleak it looks, it's just obvious to everybody that there needs to be some major changes made in the ferry system some way, somehow. I think all options, as they should be, are on the table.
Henderson, the Haines and Skagway mayors, and Skagway resident Jan Rentmore met with Ferry System Chief Neusel. Here he is.
The economic times that the state finds themselves in and the Marine Highway System finds ourselves in make it prone that looking at something like this might make sense now, and it deserves a look and an analysis.
Neusel says it's too soon to say whether the state would be supportive of the ferry authority. But he says if it provides more efficient transportation for Alaskans, he would be for it. Henderson thinks it has great potential to be more efficient.
A ferry authority would have the ability to start from scratch and design its schedule and its routes and its times and its capacities around the actual demand of when people want to travel.
Henderson says the Alaska Marine Highway is burdened with high costs from large vessels that run at less than full capacity in the winter. He thinks a Lynn Canal Ferry Authority could have smaller vessels that run multiple departures during the summer and then pare down service in the winter as demand drops. Hill says she wants to work with the state, not against it, in exploring this possibility.
If this is going to work at all, we will be working, you know, with hand in hand with the Alaska Marine Highway System, because it also has to, you know, connect with the rest of the system. So we're not trying to alienate ourselves. We're trying to make something work so that we can work and coordinate with the current Marine Highway System.
She says they have a model to work from. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority runs service between Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. The IFA is run by a municipal port authority and governed by a board of directors, made up of Prince of Wales Island and Wrangell representatives. Skagway Mayor Schaefer says the next step is to commission a feasibility study. He has directed the local ad hoc Marine Highway Committee to look into that.
Hopefully we can find some answers. I feel it's worth taking a look at, really. Just let's explore this.
For Henderson, it's exciting to see an idea he's supported for years resurrected.
Well, for a long time now, I've thought that there is a possibility that the Lynn Canal could have much better service at a much lower cost if it was operated on its own.
Haines Mayor Hill says if communities want better ferry service, it's time to get creative. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.